Yerushalmi Brachos, Daf Mem Ches. The Mishnah, in the middle of Mem Zayin Mabez, talks about the famous tefillah that was said by Nechunya ben Akana, and it was said when someone begins to learn and someone finishes learning. The Mishnah says, in Nechunya ben Akana, Yemispalel, he would say a tefillah. He would say a tefillah. Can you sussle the base medrash? He would say a tefillah when he went into the base medrash. Ubitziyasa when he left the base medrash. Tefillah kasara. What he would say would be a tefillah kasara. In other words, he would not. The Gemara is going to have a number of different, much lengthier tefillos, but he would say a tefillah kasara. He would have a tefillah kasara, and we'll see later the longer tefillos that others would say. Amar loy. They said to him, "What is the tefillah? Mativa? What's the nature? What of this tefillah that you're saying?" Amalani said to them, "And I go in to shul. I learn. I daven, and I should not have any takala. Nothing should be. I should not have a stumbling block. That I shouldn't make a mistake when I'm learning. That I shouldn't. I shouldn't make a mistake in my learning. Shailava yod mikshal yadai." And the Gemara said, it shouldn't come to a mikshal, the Haredim says. It shouldn't come to a stumbling block. And the premosha selekshah b'davar halacha. I shouldn't make a mistake in a davar halacha. And the and then also, not only that, ubitziyasi, and when I would come out, I know sin ho diyo ala kelki. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my ability, my chelek, and be able to learn Torah. And again, we'll see what that means. Again, much more about Arichas in the Gemara. Yosha Beis HaMedrash, that the lesson of the Rav in Batanura is that Zoka to be able to be those who was Zoka to learn in the Beis HaMedrash. That was the tefillah. Gemara brings different brises of different nuschos of the lengthier nusach tefillah of Nechun ben Akoda. That's what my already said when he came into the Beis HaMedrash, when he went to learn. You also have an Akash site. When you learn together with others and you disagree and you get into an argument and you get into and voices are raised, and you should have an akpada. And the Haredim says, I shouldn't get angry if I hear something that mazalza in my kavod. When you have back and forth, you get mechemta shel Torah, people that were strong words are said. And therefore, you don't want, I shouldn't get angry if a friend says something to me, that I shouldn't get angry to at what he said. That should be at the words, that is strong words that he said to me. They shouldn't get angry at me if anything that I say, I speak too strongly. That we shouldn't go ahead and be matame the Torah. That together we'll be pasuking the chaverim, the lashon rabim, the nitame, that not that I will be matame, but together we'll matame the Torah. The Torah is a tame, the other way around, shesha mutar. The same idea. What is Isser Veheter referring to? So again, Isser referring to is the Indian of according to Mefarshim. Isser Veheter means even Nogeya to not only to Tuma Vatira, not only things that are you can't take back, but even Dine Mominus that you could undo. Even that shouldn't do. And it says to me, and if I make a mistake, I said, not this Aeser, be embarrassed in this world and in the next world. In both worlds, that again, what's the idea of being in both worlds? Again, the idea would be that I should be embarrassed in this world in front of my Chavera, and I shouldn't be able to that others would learn from me and make similar mistakes and make mistakes that because of what I did. And we leave the base management. You gave me the chelik to be part of this of those people to learn. You did not give me to be able to have a chelik in those who are tatios in the theaters. Those who are the tatios, those who the Premosha says osimba mines kok yichla hevopi and wasted times with all kinds of narishkeit sport activities and all kinds of things that have no takas, no purpose, all kinds of entertainments. These are the things that are inappropriate. That Hashem, I didn't have that. What's called kisios? Kakisios, yilushan of the. If you look in the Lashon of the Rashmi Saliro, he says Batim shosim likonisam shaysi yayim b'shvakim. They go and they drink taverns. They go to drink. People went to drink. Go into bars and saloons. That is something that the would be inappropriate. That even that Baruch Hashem, I don't have to sit in bars all day like the goyim. I work hard to have the reward of Gan Eden, and I'm able to be able to get nothing, Gunish, Gehenim, as it says in the Pasik, as it says in the Pasik in Tehillim, person goes ahead and leaves his the proper derek. David HaMelech was concerned and afraid that he will go, that he won't be zochel. His neshama would go down at the end of his life, would be zochel to go down, be to the worst places, to be able to go to the Sheol Taktov. And therefore, there was a tefillah that David HaMelech made. And so therefore, we say that we work towards the Getel Gan Eden, and they work towards the other way to be able to go ahead, the opposite of being Zoycha, and be able to go ahead and to be Yor L'Sheol Taktov. Mara says, there was the Lashon of the tefillos of Nakunya ben Akonov. The Mishnah says the Kitzer, and the Gemara brought down in the Braisa the little more Barichas. But there were other tefillos that were also said. Apatos Beishem Rav Yaakov Araidi said Aloka. He would say in the end of each of the three tefillos, in Shminas Shminasreis, he would say a special tefillah. He would say a special tefillah. What's it mean after Mispar Shlosh Ros? Says the Pei Moshe Shakol Yom Yom Akol Kol Tefillah Ma'omer. Each of the three Shemoneseries that he gave, Shach Mishka Ma'ariv, he would say even Ma'ariv, which is a Rishus, still he said afterwards, he would say a special Tefillah after each of the Shemoneseries, and he would say a Tefillah. That what was it? Tefillah. We shouldn't have any hatred go into our hearts. I shouldn't cause hate. I shouldn't have any hatred for others, and others should have hatred for me. People shouldn't be jealous of us, and I shouldn't be jealous of others. You know, it goes two ways. The people shouldn't be jealous of what he accomplished. All our lives, that we should be able to be Torah and Torah, that be able to go ahead and learn Torah all our lives, that there should be nothing else that will take our place, a place of Torah. And our tefillah should be considered a taknunim in front of you, that our word should be considered a taknunim, which means that when we daven, it should be makubal to you. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should accept our tefillos. It's not stam to daven, but we should be the tefillos of taknunim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they will accept our tefillos. We should separate us from everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, the greater Mekol Ma'avafta, and bring us close only to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, only things that are significant. Then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and remove the Yetzer Hara from us, and to be able to only have Bizoka to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Tov, and separate ourselves from the Yetzer Hara. We should be able to do tzedakah l'man shemecha. We be able to be zochet. All the things that we do, we should be zochet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemezakas, and everything that we do, all the tzedakah and chesed that we do, we should have be zochet to have siyat HaShemayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, Rabbi Yana, you say, I know a person who gets up from his sleep, tzarech l'ayim ma'abarach, to Mekhaya Mesim. You should say Mekhaya Mesim. Now the Mekhaya Mesim says the Pei Moshe Kein Nusach Abrocha Lenu Laksi Neshamas Lefkar Mesim, like the Nusach Abrocha that we say in the morning of the Kain Neshama, we say the special Abrocha. We should, like, we woke up from the death. Sleep is a 60th of Misa, and therefore we say the Abrocha Mekhaya Mesim. But I sit in front of you. You're something Nechol. Shem Lakai Shem Titein Lenu Leiv Tov. Should go ahead and give me a grant me a good heart, a Leiv Tov, Chelak Tov, and a good Chelak, a good portion. A good portion, and a Yetzer Tov, and a Yetzer Tov, and a Sefer Tov, and to have good thoughts and good machshavos. To have good thoughts. That the Sefer Tov says the Rashmi Salu, take him tikva sava, good hope. We should be talked by Hakadosh Baruch Hu to have good hope. That we should be zokah to good to tshuva ma'asim tovim. So we have to have hope in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will grant us that. nefesh tova, nefesh shvela, and a lowly neshama, to be humble, be rach nechama, and be again our spirit should be a humble spirit. That a person should be able to not only be humble to yourself, but to your family, to others as well, to be able to go ahead and be nena from other people. You wouldn't be able to be nena from other people if you were filled with taiva. And says the Rishmish Shlomo, what does it mean? Nefesh shalola l'teit avasi b'tzarki oilom. El mamuot, I should only need a few things in this world. The starla shouldn't be mitzah that I don't have it. And I should be able to be sameach in your avoda. Samurach no muach, shafel baruch. Shemarutza libios m'shamakar atari. You should be mitzah. You should be, have a dignity. And other people will treat you a certain way. For kavod atari, you should be able to accept it. In other words, don't the, we should learn from, people should learn from your humility, and you should be able to also learn from others. And not too much of a bal gaiva. And don't let, we should not go ahead, we should not be destroyed. For lo tikfasenu l'mapak nafesh, and let us go ahead be tikfasenu l'mapak nafesh, which again here in Mefarshim explain that the that means that we should not be mesameach in others that are hurt, that are suffer. We should Hakadosh Baruch Hu should only grant whatever Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and others we should accept. Save upon him yafos. We don't want anything gifts from anybody else. Only get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only one we say in benching. And it's to be that, in other words, we have to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to get panasa. It should come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it said that the people's gifts, they're small. We take gifts from people, we have to go to banasa from other people, basa v'dam, so they give us a small compensation, but there's a lot of bizyonos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the other way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this only b'derech kavod. That's why we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that day basa v'dam. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be zoka to build a base on Mikdash. And everything should come back quickly. They're covered for Klal Yisrael, and we want to be part of that. The Rabchia Bar Avli Amatzei, Rabchia Abba would add to his feet. Yotzma Mnechah Shem Lakei V'Avaseinu. The Titanu B'Lebeinu La'asot Shuvah Shem Lofanecha. From there, Bosh Me'Avaseinu L'Mabot. That we won't be embarrassed from Avaseinu L'Mabot. They go to the next world. A person goes. You connect together with the those in the previous generations, and we'll be able to be zoka that we shouldn't. We should be embarrassed. We go up to the Shemayim. We shouldn't be embarrassed that the that they would see it humiliated in front of them of where we are, where what's the scar that we have, and where they are and what they expected from us. And the Chafetz Chaim is famous that the Vaya of his son-in-law, he had a great Sfiras Levinson, was a great tzaddik and a great Talmud Chacham, and he was nifter young, and the Chafetz Chaim cried at his Levaya, and he said at his husband, and said, I hope you're not going to be embarrassed of me when I go to the next world, that you'll see where I am and how they receive me, and I hope that you're not going to be embarrassed from it. So, he had another thing he used to say over to tell over to his amaroi, for those who said over a shir for him, those whose maturgamin should say over the emi apostle bashikai. After you go ahead and say over the shir, you repeat over the shir of chia. You say over the shir of a yudan's shir, you would say over his shir. You should say over afterwards to the talmidim. To say over this tefillah. He would say over, they should instruct them to say over this tefillah to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to tshuva shtemul fanecha me'avaseinu olam haba. There was a tefillah that he asked them to repeat to Meturgman Shalot to say over after he was Messiah and the Drasha. After he was Messiah and the Drasha. He says, another tefillah matan. Tanqu ma'is is the liska matzale. Atankum baris kalutisa. It's the only time I've ever seen such a name. It's some say that's the name of a place, but the Rashmi Salu says it refers to Ben Beis HaKnesses Shishomro. He was a person who was called Ben Beis HaKnesses. He used to be Shomer that Beis HaKnesses because Lamdiman and Arim Kerbaloshan Atzkur. They called it a place where they used to learn, and he was a tremendous masmid, and he was referred to that because he always used to be there. He was always learning, he was always watching. He was the Shomer of that Beis Medrash because everyone, he was always there, he never left the Beis Medrash. Remove, take away, and destroy the all of the Eitzara that's in our hearts. And you created us. And we want to do the what's good, what's right. What stops us? What's stopping us from doing the right thing? Shor be'isa. The lashon of shor be'isa, which is always referred to the Eitzara, is the Eitzara is referred to in many, many places as the shor be'isa. that it causes us to sin, just like why? Where did we get it from? So all the Balei Musar explain, we put that in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Shor Be'isa is the referred to, just like the dough rises, Yetzahara Shabalubenu Hikmetzenu, just like the dough rises, it causes the thing to rise. So the Yetzahara in us causes the gaiva, causes it to be hoardy and arrogant, that causes us to sin. Shor Be'isa, the Lashon of the Rashmi Salu. We have no ability to strength to stand on the Yetzirah. Only with you, Akash Baruch, we have no ability to do so without your help. You should go ahead and help us destroy the Yetzirah from within us. But would make us humble. Now, so it's uncle, good second. Do it to our Ratzon like you. Do it properly with all our hearts. Causes us to dwell in our lot, to where we are, in our place. You should go ahead and cause us to go ahead at the end of our goals and our hopes, that we should be able to achieve all that we want to achieve. You should go ahead and enlarge the gavul of our tamidim, the boundaries of our tamidim, to allow us to have many tamidim. Let us go ahead and be sameach in the chilek gan eden, and go for inquire for us a good heart, a chaver tov, and good friends, good chaverim. We have the same lashon we find in Pirkei Avos, chaver tov, yetzer tov, to allow us to have at the nashkim and imsa. Yichol Bebeinu may be able to be rise up and go ahead and find all we want in our hearts. Tov anach, but kairos nafshinu tov. And our hearts should be filled and pleasing and to do all that's in front of you to do. That's all kairos ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, all these different aspects that were added, all different, each aspect is another tefillah, on each specific thing that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant us in every aspect of things that we need. Rashmi Salu explains, shall Yiskabalin Yitzahara Behira, shouldn't go ahead and allow us to go ahead and take over our at night Behira. We'd be able to get up in the morning, Ashkim Gari, get up strongly. Because of Anacha, Sophic Hatzin, give us everything we need so that we don't have to be able to focus on Avodas Hashem. Itzienu, I'm in lead the base marriage, and Yosin Odola, I give a chiluk to Akash Broko, thank you for the chiluk of what I have. I'm Rav Yonah, with Lakel, Shachalak Li Dea Maisa Tov. A Rebbe would say, we thank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave us Chokmah, Deo, Umaisa Tov, to be able to do Chokmah, to do the right thing, and to do the good midos, to be able to go ahead and accomplish all that we want to accomplish in our Avodas Hashem. The Pnei Moshe explains that what is this tefillah? Klomer Abobin, Abobin's explaining what we said before, Lahodei Al-Kelki. What is Dodo Al-Kelki? Lashon of the Brisa again. It says, "Ma'asim tov shezekam kemein abakasha." So, no saying our doa kelik to lonikshal, but for halacha is the same idea. When we went tefillah, we said going in. Same tefillah we say going out. Just like we asked for not to be nikshal and for halacha, and not to have hung, and not to be hordi, not to have baldaiva, be kovish ayetzara, and to be only allowed ayetzatov to influence us. So too, we say the same thing. Same tefillah we say on the exit of the Beis Hamedrash after learning. The same tefillah. Continues the Mishnah, Nalachas of Shmon Esrei. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Zerah Gamil, Aymer. Gamil says, B'chol Yom, Mispalel, Shmon Esrei. Every day we say 18 brachas in Shmon Esrei. We say 18 brachas, called Shmon Esrei. And we have, the Gemara is going to explain the source, several different opinions as to the source of why we have 18 brachas. What's the chiddush that we say called Yom Espal Shmon Esrei? Lafukir of Yeshua, who says Me'ain Shmon Esrei. They don't have to be the full Shmon Esrei, even if it's Me'ain, an abridged, a shorter version of the Shmon Esrei. And Me'ain Shmon Esrei, and we'll see that's the Machlokes, whether we could the Mersin explain what it means, what's the abridged. So Gamliel says he never could say it. If Yeshua said you could say it, a person could say it. And we'll see what the machloek is. If you're fluent, you're able to say it without any problem. You say the whole Shmon Esrei. If you're davening, and you know it by heart, and you know it, you're not going to make a mistake, you can say the whole Shmon Esrei. But in Malav, if not Shkur Refiv, Me'ain Shmon Esrei. Then just say Me'ain Shmon Esrei. Then say only part of it, the part that you remember, the key part, and therefore now l'chayra the Rabbi Akiva is like in the middle. You have Rabbi Gamliel says only Shmonesre, only have to say 18 brachos. Rabbi Yeshua says you could say an abridged main Shmonesre. Rabbi Akiva says only time you could say only if it's not Ragel B'kak. Says the Pnei Moshe Shulamid B'Ragel Shkubiv Yishasatkak. Then you could say the first three, the last three, and then one brach in the middle. Meinu Me'amtsa. You could say that. That's Me'ain. If that's the situation when you b'shasat kak or you don't have the ability to, you could say only that short amount of brachos. The three in the beginning, the three at the end, and the bracha in the middle. But otherwise, Rabbi Akiva, you'd have to say the full brush. And the Gemara is going to explain where is the source of this. What's the basis of this? Of this? Where do you see this from? Says the Gemara. Lamash Manastray, where do we get 18? Why 18? So the Gemara says we have several different opinions. Like the 18 Mizmaras that we have, Shekos Merosh Shel Tilim Ad Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara. From the beginning of Tehillim until Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara, there we have 18 Kapitlach, and that's the bracha. Of the now again, we know the Chachamim were Masakin Shmoneh Esrei. So the question, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is why the Chachamim based on the Shmoneh Esrei on 18? Why not 20? Why not 15? So the Gemara said, why the base of the Chachamim? So the Gemara said they said it. The Anshei Gedola did it for a reason. They did it because of the Tfilos of the Mizmarim that we have until Yom Koshem Yom Tzara, and there at that point we say that to count them, that's 18. And that stops over there. That's why we have, that's the source of the 18. We have a tremendous machlokes in Bava and Yerushalmi here, as to the source of these. In Yerushalmi, here the Gemara brings on, this is the source of them. And in the Bavli, we're going to see the Gemara at the Bavli. The Gemara discusses there, and the Gemara is going to discuss that several opinions of where we see other sources of it, not in the Bavli. So we have the Bali Masaira that said that we have in the Bavli, we bring down the Bali Masaira who tell us where did it came down to the Medes 18. And here, the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, we have these sources and they're the Mashaila and the Psukim. Which of the Psukim do we have? Is it 17, 18, 19? Where do we have it? So we have in almost the Machlekesh to the Masairas, and we have in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as to the source of the brachas. In the Masoiras, we have 19 brachas, because we added on the bracha lamashinim. In the Yerushalmi, we have 18, which v'chaira incorporates also the lamashinim. So we have a difference between the Yerushalmi and the Masoiras. Again, both say that's 18, but in the Bavli, it's the Masoira that says really it's 18 plus the 19, which is that we added on the bracha lamashinim. But in the Yerushalmi, it's 18, which includes the bracha of lamashinim. And the question is, what's the difference between the two of them? We'll see that in the Achronim as we get through the Gemara a little further. So the Gemara says, Don't count that one. The bracha lemon l'rosh u'goyim is not a separate one, but it's part of the one before. So Mila, don't start counting and say you made a mistake in the count. It's 19. It really is only it's 18 because that pasuk goes together with the one before. Mamela, so you blip that it's 18. Mikan Amri Gemara says we see Amispala Nela and Soil Tainos. We looked over here a person who davens and his tefillah is not answered. You have to have a tainos. Soil Tainos. Why do you have to? Agav the Gemara brings us in. What's the idea of a tainos? What is the idea? Because based upon this thing, we say that a person go ahead. It's an eight sir if you don't. In other words, if you count the 18, and the next one is Yanko Hashem Yom Tzara, so then, and you don't answer, it's a vice versa that you have to go ahead and fast. Because it's sidetracked. We're talking first the Makar of where you see 18. The Marzal now give a bunch of different other sources why 18. But once we brought this in from the Pasig, the Mizmarim, in Tehillim, so Agava tells you, L'chari Yanko Hashem Yom Tzara, that you have to go ahead, the remez that you have to go ahead of a time. If you're not answered, then you have to say it. The one afterwards, you have to have tzara, yamkav yom tzara, and it's a remez, it says the charet, the milvad, the drush, the drush, the remez also, but yamkav Hashem yom tzara, that you have to go ahead and say it, and make a tainus. Amar Rabbi Yonah Memez, what tamat kalkam, shet tzara, l'rabo, 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 shet It's another remez. Again, here again, the Haredim says, "What's remez?" Besides the brother Rabbah, Maspala al Tsaraso, you're saying the 18, you have to eat on one more. The Tamakalkam, and also Tamakalkam, you have to eat on one more. You eat on the 19th. So Mikan Amrutu tells us remez the Tamakalkam. You have to eat on an extra one for a Tamakalkam, which is the extra one that we say, which is part of the one before, but we add it on as an extra one, Tishama Tilaska. We say to him, like your Tilu, we just said all the Tilus before. Now we're saying, Yom Kashem, eat on another one that you should be able to go in for Tamakokam, eat on another tefillah, that Tamakokam's tefillah should be heard. Mer says, that's the source of the 18. We go back now to other sources where we see the Lashon of 18. Where do we see it from? Amar Rav Simon, Keneged, another one, Shmona Shayta Chali Yosheb Shedra. We have 18 corresponding to the 18 Cholios, the vertebrae in the spine, Shebeshedra. Now, the Gemara says, Brother Mansalam, Spalzo, Tesluba Kulon. When you're diving, you have to go ahead and bow down. You say, Kamatam, called Smosa Tomanami Kamoki. You have to bow down all your whole back, all the vertebrae in your bone, in your spine, are going to go ahead and go down. Now, the Gemara, Brachas, is now Rikas as to how many there are. And the Gemara brings down the Rambam's Lashon Nimitayak and Lashon of the Rambam, that there are more than them, that there are 24, not 18. So, what does the Gemara say now, 18? The Gemara says, no, because 18, we know what their function is. The other ones, we don't know what their function is. So, Mamela, therefore, we say, therefore, the 18 that we know of, that they have a function on there, you're back called Smosai Tamana, they have connected those, and therefore, the connected the 18, that's where we see the Lashon Shmanesu, you're back down for those. That's the second reason where we see the Lashon of 18. Gemara says, I'm going to leave you another. Come on, Rasha Skarisha, because of Lashon and Elam. We have 18 times that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mentioned in the name Havel Hashem and Elam. We say the Pasuk in Tehillim, where we talk about the names of Kadosh Baruch Hu, describing the names of the Avos, the names of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Havel Hashem Mizma Ramusim Bo, Avos Gevuros Kedushas Hashem. It's mentioned in that Remez. It's mentioned 18 times. And therefore, it said, therefore, that would be the 18, the sources of the 18 for the Baruch Hu, for the Shemoneh Esrei. Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Chunna, Rav Chunna says, Yom Chol Adam, a person can say to you, Sheva Asri Inon, the count the Askaros in the Pesach, Yom Chol Hashem and the Eilim, you'll count them, you'll see it's not 18 and 17. So the Kasha is, how can you say that 18 and Shemona Esrei, it's only 18, not 17, so where do you get it from? Now again, Lamaisa, who's it bringing a riot to? Who's the Kasha? If a person will ask you, said the Pnei Moshe, Enom Elo Yud Zayin. Elam, I just tell you, the Brisa says that we have only W Yushalayim. In other words, we had 17, but then we were Masaki and Berachas Aminim, so it's 18, it's not a problem. But according to the Shami, where we have, is included the 18, it's including the Berachas, and then you're missing one, because we put together the Brachos of Ed, Semach, David, and Hamakeinu, so where do we have, we're missing one? So where do we still miss only 17 out of 18? So Gemara says, no, I'm a loy, shall mean him kvar kavu chachamim b'yavne. They're ready with koveya, the one in the Yavne, when they went, we had earlier, when they went into Golos, and the Yavne set up, they were mashlim to 18 brachos. So with Taka 17, but they were masaki in the extra one in Shemoneh Esrei, and when they went in Yavne, after Chubad Bayis, because in the Rashmi Salur brings down appropriate for today, which is January 1st, he brings the Gorn Hikitin, Karav, Lechurbuso, Shal Yeshua, Noitzri, Shalomah, Lehepach, Devei, Lekim, Kayim. So they went ahead and made Keneged him. Keneged, you don't find this in the Bavli directly because of the Kesroni Ashas, but it's brought down that we go ahead and be Umaysev because of Keneged, all the terrible things that they did, that they called the Tzaras for the Yidden that they caused. So the Mela, they added on an extra one. So therefore, you have Etz Samach David, and is one considered, as we said earlier in the Yerushalmi earlier, different than the Bavli. We divide up Etz Samach David into two separate ones. Here we have it as one. So Mela, we added on the Laminim, and that's considered the 18th one, and therefore that's what we have. Says a covered Hirim. So again, if you have that, that's an extra one. You're not counting, if you count another one, it's not that it's 18, it's 17, not 18. But rather, it's 19, not 18. So what about counting that one in? That should be included in. The Gemara says, Amalei, Nabatani, Koylot, Shaminim, Mishal Poishim, Matniya Zaydim, Vishel, Zakenim, Mishal Gerim, Kmimitak, Tzadikim. We Shaldavid, Rabbani Yushalayim. So therefore, we divided up these three, made it divide up into three separate ones.
even it's not lamashirim lamashirim lamashirim. We have the brachas that we added on, and we have a separate miftel katzadikim, but rather we divide up Shabdavid, Bani Yerushalayim, all three into three separate ones, and mail that together will come out to 19. And we'll come out to 19. And the Gemara says, is the Khalmasafka Lakalkavakad Minon Gemara says you have to go and mention Hashem's in each one of them. For each one of them, therefore Gemara says, then we should have more. And once you're saying Hashem for each one, you just finished saying you divide it up into three, but if you're telling me that you added on and you take each one of Hashem's names that you added on to be able to make the three brachos, you count each everyone on separately, then again, it's not more, it's much more than that. So it's even more than 119, it's even more than 20. So therefore, you can't go by that cheshbin, it wouldn't be considered separately. So therefore, it would come out even more than them. So the Gemara says, therefore, we go back without that teretz. We don't like this teretz, so we have to go back before that we count the 17th and the 18th together. And merely, it's really 17, but we divide it up to two, and that's why we have the 18. Says the Gemara, another 18 times that the Avos are mentioned in the Torah. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is mentioned in the if you go through all the different psukim that are mentioned together, so it's 18 times that they are mentioned. 18 times that are mentioned, and therefore that's the keneged those 18. The keneged those 18. So the Gemara says that I have a kasha. How can you say connected the avos? You count them again. All the time the avos, you see that they're 19, not 18. Amaloi, Hashem mitzvah love, less than one. When you say mitzvah love, don't count that one as one of them. They only have 17. Amaloi, tell them, even though it's not mentioned directly, it's on Shema Avosai, so we don't mention Avraham Mitzvah and Yaakov together. Yaakov's name is not mentioned, Shemi. We count that as one of them, and that's 18. Therefore, you count those together, that would be considered 18. Mamela, that would be the source, another source why we have the 18 Shemoneh Esrei, because the mention of the others. Mamela says, another Torah, my Shemoneh Kamenet, come on, get Shemoneh Esrei, Tzivuyin Shemekasa, Parashish Mishkan Sheni. The 18 Shemoneh Esrei, 18 Brachos, the Keneget, the 18 times, it's Mitzvah, Kashet Tziva, in the dividing up the Torah, in Vayikra, dividing up the Binyan HaMishkan. So we said 18 times that we have the tzivui that says the tzivui in the building of the Mishkan. 18 times that we have in the Mishkan Shnei Pekat Parashat Pekudei, and they have in the Parashat Kfulon that we have in, repeated over twice. Izeh Achazeh. 18 times is Kasher Tziva Hashem. So Mela, therefore, that's the 18. So it's the Gemara. I'm Rechir Baran Zavin. Vivad Min Veitop Eliyahu Menach Nesamach Ad Sofa Dekra. From that pasuk of until the end of the Chumash Shmos, we don't count those. Those are not counted. Then we have 18 without them. Without them, Kolomot says the Pnei Moshe, Lo Machshvin Atzivah Shom at the end of the Pasuk, with Tzal Arui, and we mention Aliyah, the last ones we don't mention until the end of the Parsha are not included into those. We don't consider those in the end of Parsha Pekudei, and therefore it's 18 without them, and that's where we get the 18. So that explains why we have 18 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei in the weekday. What about Shabbos? We have 7. Where do we get 7 from? We have 7 times we have the kolos. So therefore, it's the 7 tefilos, 7 for those brachos that we say in that tehillah. In that tehillah, we have the 7 kolos. Etc. etc. It's counted together. It's given b'Shabbos. Those are that's where we see the 7. Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yudon on Terusa." He said, "Kedeget Shiva Askaris Shavkad Mitzvot Yom HaShabbos." 7 times that we have the Askaris in mentioned Shabbos, the 7 Askaros, and therefore that's included in the. That's what we see it from in the pasuk, and we say in Tehillim in the Askar Mishul Yom HaShabbos 7 times we have Hashem's name. Therefore, that's what we see, which is this Zmira about Shabbos. That's what we have said the brach 7 brachas on Shabbos. What about the 9 of Rosh Hashanah? Where do we get that from? So the Gemara says we have in Rosh Hashanah, we have Musa, we have 9. Where do we get it from? So Amrab Abba Katiganayu said that the they said that the nine maskaros which happened on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah she was nifkada. So we have the nine maskaros, that's what we see on Rosh Hashanah, the nine that we have. It says, Kenegat Sofas in the Pasuk, Hashem Yodin Asfei Aretz, Hashem granted the end of the earth, which means at the end, it's a day, it was a day of judgment. So therefore, since the, everything is, the, since that was happened, she was Nifkada in Rosh Hashanah, so Me'ela, as it says in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, so Me'ela, therefore, it says over here as well, then it's referring to the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, it was nine times that it was Kaveya for the Brachos, and that's where we get it from on Rosh Hashanah, that we have nine Brachos on the Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Where I want to know now, which we're going to continue, what about on Tainus? Where do we get the Brachos that we have, the extra Brachos that we have on Tainus? And we'll stop over here.